because of your awesome word that has been coming to us. Thank you for mighty testimonies we have heard. We know that not one life here will be the same. To you be the glory and honor in Jesus' precious name. Can we give the Lord a big clap of hands as we take our seat in the presence of the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I would like to hear amen loud from somebody. Hallelujah. You are excited to be here. Shout the loudest. Hallelujah. As the woman was healed, the chicken was bound. I told the pastor, I said, it is not a chicken, it is a witching. That was not a chicken, it was what? Witching. How many of you know that demons can possess animals? When the madman of Gadara was healed, the demons went into what? Pigs, cats, and all those kind of, that are witchcraft animals. But this is a strange experience, that a chicken was used as an agent in the house of a person. As the woman is healed, the witching became bound, hopped out of the house and died. Today, I'm glad to announce to you that anything planted around your life that is an agent monitoring your destiny and being used to transmit things into your body, today, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, they are cut off forever. They are disconnected from your life forever. If you believe, say the loudest amen. What about the second testimony, the other testimony of the man with the first class in? Can you come out just quickly? It looks like there is something I missed in the testimony. I missed something. Now, you were looking for admission before that. Was that what you said?
For about 3 years.
For about 3 years. Why couldn't you get admission?
They said my O level was not good enough.
A person with first class mind, his O level was not good enough. Please, I don't want you to bother with what people say about you. Listen. I can preach a whole message out of here. Am I speaking to somebody here? Let me apply a little break. They said your O level was not good enough. So were there some papers you didn't get in O level?
I got a pass in English.
A pass in English and what else?
A pass in chemistry.
A pass in chemistry. And so they say your O level was not good enough. So did you have to rewrite the O level?
I was admitted into the University of Agriculture with the same results. In fact, they were trying to withdraw me from the school on that basis. But when they saw that I was in first class, the thing had to be overruled. And I graduated, they threatened that I would not get my certificate, but I was the first person to collect certificates of all my sets that graduated.
And you did mass statistics? Mass what? Mass and computer science?
Statistics.
How? Now, mass with statistics and computer science. You can pass mass and fail chemistry. I don't understand. I am a science student. I did mathematics, biology, chemistry, and all that. How can you pass mathematics and fail chemistry? And I'd like you to hear a message today. Hear this. The judgment of man on your life does not equal your destiny. Human ambagalita kaparatayada matekuda lapara. The verdict of man on your life does not equal your destiny. Your history does not equal your destiny. What they say about you now has nothing to do with what you will become tomorrow. If you are here, shout a louder amen. Hear this, no examination in this world can determine your destination. people tell you, judge you, issue their verdict on your life and you accept it. 1st class material. Mathematics. Statistics. Computer science. They say he cannot enter university for 3 years. Some of the people who said some things about you in time past, very soon they will be taken by surprise. I don't know who God sent me to hear this morning, but there are people here this morning. They say you will never amount to anything. They say you will never be able to get married. They say you will never be able to get a child. They say you will never be able to get a qualification. But I am here by the anointing of the Holy Spirit to tell you in the name of Jesus, they shall be taken by surprise. Where they rejected you before, in that place they shall celebrate you. They refused him admission for 3 years. They called. Now he went there, cleared, best overall student in the university. And now they called him to be lecturer. He can go for PhD direct. He can skip masters and go for PhD direct with a 1st class. And even if he has to do masters, he won't do 24 months. He will do a 12-month masters. And then straight to PhD. And your destiny changed when you came here. It changed when you came here.
Yeah.
Within 1 year of coming here, everything changed. You got the admission. Here it is. What is inside you, no exam can measure it. What you carry cannot be measured. Nobody can measure you and size you up. Your future is not on your face. Is God speaking to somebody here today? You believe, say a louder amen. When I wrote O-levels, they say I failed BK. Me that is preaching like this. Bible knowledge. I've read that Bible, I don't know the number of times, but they said I failed BK. If they knew I was going to be a preacher, they would have passed me. But they didn't know. If I have not preached anything this morning, I have already preached. From where they kept you, you can live there to where God wants you. If only you can despise what they have said concerning you. Congratulations. Just be a representative of God. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Finally, my friend said he prophesied to himself. Look at your neighbor, say prophesy on yourself. I think I have been saying this all this while. Pray for yourself, lay hands on yourself. Minister, can you open your mouth and speak about yourself now? Within the next 6 months, I have a change of destiny, a complete turnaround. No devil can keep me down. I am moving out of where I am squatting. I am riding and driving my own car to the church. I am affecting my generation and my nation. Open your mouth, speak to your life and destiny. Thank you. Jesus' name. It is so in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. And then open your Bibles very quickly to Acts of the Apostles chapter 1. Acts of the Apostles chapter 1. And in verse 8. Says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praise God. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. I am going to read verse 20. Mark chapter 16 and then verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Somebody say amen. In the first service, I dealt on the subject ambassadorial mantle and mantle. Taking our cue from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19 and 20, where the Bible says we are ambassadors for Christ. And we looked at the power of the ambassador. I would not like to get into that right now. It is already on tape and our time is going. I'm going straight to the second service message. It's ambassadorial mandate part 2, but I want to look at the power of the witness. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Like I said in the other service, we have been looking at walking in kingdom power, authority and dominion since the month of March. And on Thursday, I showed us the reason why we need power. We need power because we live in a very wicked world. Like in the days of slavery. If you are either selling slave or you are being sold into slavery. We need power because it takes power for you to fulfill your destiny. Everybody ruling now entered government either by the power of the bullet or the power of the ballot. You need power to rule, to reign, to be at any realm in life. You need power. We need power because we are supernatural beings. We cannot survive without the supernatural. I said that all on Thursday and I don't need to get into that right now. But in case you are like me and you are looking for real power, you are looking for authority, you are looking for dominion, you don't want to be a victim on it. You don't want witches and wizards to pocket your life and destiny. You don't want to be molested and harassed about. You want to occupy and take the place that God has planned for you on earth. If you are like me in that regard, then one of the greatest powers I want to introduce to you today is the power of the witness. Witnessing for the kingdom of God. Anybody that is a representative for heaven is a manifesto of power. Anybody that is a witness for God must have the backing of heaven. Anybody that is a spokesman for Jehovah must have the equipment of the Almighty. The greatest power that has ever been manifested on the face of the earth has been manifested by people who are speaking on the behalf of God. The power that was manifested in Egypt, manifested by Moses, was manifested by a man that appeared to speak on behalf of God. The power that was manifested by Elijah when he called down fire from heaven was manifested by a person who stood to speak on behalf of God. The power that was manifested by Paul the Apostle when he used handkerchiefs from his body, and the handkerchiefs were laid on the sick and they were healed and demons were casted out. That power was manifested by somebody who decided to be a witness for God. The power was manifested by Daisy Osborne, the wife of T.L. Osborne, when she went into a land where witches and wizards were operating, and she devastated the power there because she was a witness for heaven. Is somebody hearing something? You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and what happens? You shall be witness. This is a condition. Your willingness to be a witness determines the measure of power you can carry. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. A man that is not ready to be a witness is not a candidate for power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Anybody who is not ready to be a representative of God is not a candidate for power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. The level to which I am ready to be a witness determines the degree of power I can collect. Am I speaking to somebody here? When you live a life and you live for yourself, you live a powerless life. Are we together? There are so many Christians, but there are not so many witnesses. There are so many born again Christians, but not all of them are representing God in their office, representing God in their houses, representing God in their families and their communities. Brothers and sisters, if you want to move in some strange realms of power, of anointing, of unction, you must come to the point where you move as a witness. Somebody say amen. When you see this pastor, he prays for the sick, and the deaf ears open, and the blind eyes open, and the lame legs walk, and the crippled and all manner of afflictions are dissolved by the power of God. When you see this pastor move like that, it's not because of education. It's not because of anything, but standing as a witness. You will see what I see. You will experience what I experience. If you move as a witness the way I move. Am I speaking to somebody here? The reason why there was so much power in Acts of the Apostles, there was so much power. Ordinary believers that were not Peter or James or John, all normal believers, were doing exploits, was because every single one of them, they knew that they were in their generation to represent a kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody here today? How many of you trust God for power? Lift up your right hand and say, I receive power. I receive power because I am a witness. Say it louder. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power. I walk in power because I am a witness. Say it louder. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power and I walk in power because I am a witness. What are the benefits of the witness? I show you five of them, can I? What are the benefits of the witness? What are the benefits of being the representative of heaven? Number one, when I represent God, I command his presence. The Bible says they went everywhere and the Lord went with them. When I go for God, God goes with me. When I stand for God, God stands by me. When I go for God, God goes with me. When I stand for God, God stands by me. God moves with those who move. God moves with movers and walks with walkers. And they went everywhere, and the Lord went with them. If I go to my office in the name of God, not just to collect salary, if I exist in my generation, not just to make a living, but I move in the name of the Lord, the Bible says, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. When I stand for God, God stands by me. When I go for God, God goes with me. When I walk for God, God walks with me. Is God speaking to somebody here? Say amen. When Elijah stood, he said, before God whom I stand. Hallelujah. 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 And the presence of God, you know, is the container of the anointing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with God with a man. That is the anointing. It's the anointing. And the anointing is divine equipment for kingdom assignment. Hear this. If I am anointed, it is an abomination for me to be afflicted. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When I am his witness, I am his representative, his presence will go with me, his anointing will rest on me, it will break my yoke, because my yokes must be broken before the yoke of somebody else is broken. Am I speaking to somebody here? The pipe that carries the water cannot be dry. I can't preach you up and remain down. I can't cast the devil out of your life and the devil cast me out. I can't preach you from poverty into prosperity and I remain in poverty. I can't lift you up and remain down. My brothers and my sisters, I see a new level of anointing coming upon this assembly. A new level of anointing coming upon a brother, a sister here. If you are the one, you will say a louder amen. You will say a louder amen. You will say a louder amen. You will say the loudest amen. Do you want to increase the anointing of God in your life? Decide to become a witness. Decide to become a messenger. Decide to become a representative for God. Begin to give out tracts. Begin to give out handbills. Begin to tell people about God. Begin to let your identity known in your office. Let heaven know. Let demons know. Let devils know. Let witches know. Let wizards know. Let principalities know. Let powers know. Let human beings know. Let angelic beings know that you are not representing yourself, but you are here representing heaven. Anointing will increase. People will come close to you, they will get healed. People will hear your voice on tape, demons will check out. Magadiga laga badarata shata lata peta feta tolaba. You will lay hands on the sick, they have no option but to recover. You will prophesy to your business must respond. You prophesy to your children must respond. You prophesy to your career must respond. Because there is an anointing on your life. And no devil can stop you. No witch can stop you. No wizard can stop you. Somebody lift your hand, shout, yes! I'd like you to help me tell three people by your side. Tell them there is a fresh anointing. There is a fresh anointing coming on my life. On my life. Hey! 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 Hey, hey, hey! When I went to the university, I did not go as a student. I went as a preacher. I went as a minister. I had a deal with God. I said, God, I am going to study medicine, but I am not going to be the first medical doctor, neither will I be the last. So studying medicine is no big deal. But I want to go to that university as a minister. I will represent you. And while I do that, Lord, I want you to do your own. Make sure I don't fail any exam. And the Lord said, it's a done deal. When I went, I preached. Inside buses, I preached. In front of hostels, I preached. In the morning, I did morning cry. I distributed handbills. When I was in second year medical student, they invited me to medical students fellowship to preach. You know, because every afternoon by 12 noon, we had break 12 to 1. Lecture 8 to 12. 12 to 1 break, then 1 to 6 for 6 years. That was the schedule. And then I went every time 12 noon, I would go and pray and seek God before coming back for the class. And then one man, I always met him. He was a year ahead of me. And I always met him. I shared with him. And injected him with fire and so on. And he was the president of the fellowship. So he invited me to the fellowship one day. And he said, can you come and share with the whole fellowship? And I began to preach. By the time I finished, it was like a whirlwind operation. By the time I finished preaching, they began to ask each other, that minister, which ministry is he? Which ministry is he from town? They never knew I was a student on campus moving with the speed of a tornado and causing havoc for the kingdom of darkness. My brothers and sisters, I never failed one exam because there was an anointing on my life. I casted out devils. I lay hands, the sick were healed because there was an anointing on my life. I never lacked anything on campus because there was an anointing on my life. Brothers and sisters, today I see an anointing coming upon your life. And you will never know failure. You will never know poverty. You will never know defeat. Somebody shout, yes! I'd like you to tell 7 people by your side. Tell them, increase the anointing. Increase the anointing on your life. Makata kalababa. You cannot be on his assignment without his equipment. Somebody here in your life, sickness is about to die. Barrenness is about to die. Joblessness is about to die. Singleness is about to die. Shout, I believe it. Take your seat. It happens because you are under his anointing. How many of you know that those who work in Sheraton and Hilton and Lomeridian, those who work especially in the restaurant, they don't pay for food? Am I speaking to somebody here? They don't pay for food. The manager, am I speaking the truth here today? The restaurant girl can eat when it is time to eat and she doesn't need to pay for it. The F&B manager will come and eat, he doesn't need to pay for it. The general manager will come and eat, he doesn't need to pay for it. Why? Because he is working for the owner of the food. Hear this, when you are working for the owner of power, the owner of prosperity, the owner of silver and gold, the owner of divine health, the owner of divine preservation, you don't struggle to get what others struggle to get because you are working for the owner. He said, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I see somebody here. You are about to begin to get what others struggle to get. What others pay for will come to you effortlessly. Somebody shout, yes! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The other day I had a very terrible toothache. Very terrible. I don't know what happened. So terrible. I wanted to chew something and had to take the food to the other side. I never knew that toothache could be so terrible. And all the time I pray and pray, somebody is with a tooth pain here, he's been healed. Somebody is, the hole is being filled. I said, Lord, this thing is terrible. Very terrible. Now, Lord, I ask for healing. Now, in Jesus' name. And then, the next time I want to eat the fruit, I realize it is not there. It is not there. Oh, why didn't I have to line up and wait for a healing line? Or go and look for a dentist to help me out? Because I work for the owner. The owner of divine health. My brothers and my sisters, get ready. The thing that people pay money for in order to get, you are about to begin to get it free of charge. The thing that people line up in order to get, you are about to get it free of charge, because you are working for the owner of the establishment. Somebody shout, yes! Oh my God. Don't move about as an empty Christian, molested, afflicted, harassed, poor. Don't move about like that. Become a representative for God. Those who distribute beer, they are not ashamed of it. Those who distribute tobacco, they are not ashamed of it. There are even some people that sell condom. They are not ashamed of it. Why will you be ashamed to be a distributor of life, a distributor of power, a distributor of health, a distributor of good? Somebody shout, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Paul the apostle said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Everybody needs to equip his office with videotapes, his VCDs, audio tapes, souvenir, devotional seed of destiny. Equip your office, equip everywhere. Everybody who came to transact an earthly business, by the time they finish the earthly business, you begin to transact the heavenly business. And they will respect you for it. And they will respect you for it. Hallelujah. This is the secret of powerlessness among Christians. They can't speak for God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the fire could not burn them because they stood for God. Daniel, the lion, could not eat him because he stood for God. How many lions have come against us spiritually, physically, and otherwise? How many fires the enemy has conspired? And we don't even see some of them because they died before they finished the plan. Lift up your hands, say tonight, today. Say today, in the name of Jesus, I walk with power because I am working for God. So number one, when you are his witness, you command his presence. Number two, when you are his witness, you provoke his walking. And the Lord was walking with them. Those who walk for God, God walks for them. God walks with them. The Lord was walking. Do you want to see God at work? Supernatural work of God. I mean, things you didn't labor and struggle for, they happen effortlessly. Then just be walking for God. I am a witness. I have experienced it many times. For the first time in my life, nobody has come to my house to say, Oga and Madam, okay, let me settle your quarrel. What happened? 13 years married by tomorrow. Why? God walks for those who walk for him. The first time I got multiple visa, I didn't appear at the embassy once. I was seated and the passport was with me with multiple entry visa to how many countries in Europe. And I had no time to travel until the visa expired. Why? I was busy walking. Why? God walks for those who walk for him. Is God speaking to anybody here today? In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. Some of us seated here, you are about to start seeing the working of God in your life. If you believe it, your amen will be very, very loud. You are about to see the working of God in your family, the working of God on your children. Say aloud, amen. Somebody carried our seed of destiny. He's a lawyer. When he went to court, after he finished the case, he distributed to everybody from the judge. Is that not an issue? Judge, take your own. Opponent lawyer, this is your own. All the people who came to watch, this is your own. The next time he appeared in the court, from the judge down, say, where is the book? We need the next month own. From there, he moved. He moved until he got a legal retainership that pays him 4 million naira every quarter. I don't know how you feel, but that is not bad, man. He was introduced to a governor and they said, this man is a very genuine man. He preaches the gospel, he distributes this thing. Can he walk with us? God works for those who work for him. Those who work for themselves, they have to sweat it out. If the only reason why you are going to office is to collect salary, Kai, only salary you shall get. And many times before the salary arrives, what will eat up the salary is on ground. Problem waiting for arrival of salary. Salary finished before it landed. But when I am working for God, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. The time comes when I don't even touch my salary. Why? I don't even know where it is coming from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Say, who are you working for? Look at somebody and say, why are you reporting in the office? You know the tough thing I want to tell you, and this one is very sweet. When you are working for God, he will assign heavenly officers to work with you. And those heavenly officers are called who? Angels. Those who witness for God the Lord, they never lack angelic ministry. Alright? There are some of us, officers of the kingdom of God, left, right, only God need to open your eyes to see how surrounded we are. One day I was lying on the bed, weary from overexertion and assignment, weary, lying on the bed, and my wife was very concerned. I was feeling exhausted. And the Lord opened her eyes, and she saw a mighty angel just standing and looking like this, with his face bowed, looking and attending to his servant, to God's servant. My wife looked. Who am I seeing? What am I seeing? She went to the bed, covered herself. Heavenly officers are watching him. What is my business? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Sometime before you reach where you are going, heaven has sent messengers. Go ahead of him and clean up the road. Paul experienced the ministry of angels when he was in the middle of the storm. An angel stood by him in the night and said, Paul, cheer up. You are not die. You will not die. And all the people with you, none will die. The hair from one man's hair will not fall. You are going to stand before Caesar. And Paul stood up and said, an angel of God whose I am and whom I serve stood by me tonight. And he said, Paul, fear not. Nobody will die. So people relax. He won't die. Not when I am here. You know what happened? That ship pieces to nothing until people escaped on the board of the fish ship. Yet not one person died because an angel stood and spoke. Angels are responsible for deliverance. So those who are highly on assignment are highly delivered. Angels are responsible for direction. So when I am on assignment for God, when there is a plan in my office, the angel steps in there and frustrates the plan. In a short time from today, beginning from this moment, somebody is about to witness the ministry of angels. Your amen is not correct. Say amen like a believer. Say amen like a believer. Say the loudest believers, amen. Hallelujah. Number four. When you are on his assignment, you never lack divine supplies. Hello? In the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 35. Somebody open it quickly. Luke 22, 35. Somebody open it quickly. Luke 22:35. You are there, say amen. In case you are not there, you don't need to say amen. Just say, I am coming. Luke 22:35. He said, and he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and strip and shoes, lack ye anything? And what did they say? Nothing. When you run his errands, he pays your bills. And I can tell you, God knows how to pay his officers. When you are working fully for him, he wouldn't even know whether you are on government work, any salary. He pays your bills. He pays your fares. He pays your bills. He pays your fares. If your bills are not being paid, there is a devil that must be contended with. Or maybe you are not paying your tithe. But if you are doing everything you need to do, and you are working aggressively for him, from today, your supplies will never stop. That amen is not correct. Your supplies will never stop. Your supplies will never stop. You believe that? Say loud amen. Finally, when you are working for him, he gives you energy and vitality to remain in health. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he shall take away sickness from the midst of you. I've been preaching on full-time basis for over 10 years, full-time. On part-time for about 19 years, since 1988, part-time, partly, but full-time, doing nothing else but preaching for over 10 years. I have never, because of sickness, been unable to come and hold the microphone, not once, by his message. Because of head pain or leg pain or what pain, I am unable to hold the mic to preach. Why? You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall take away sickness from the midst of you. Very shortly, the money other people use for hospital, you will use it to do other things in your life. That amen is not a good one. Will you say a louder amen? Will you say the loudest amen? Amen? Not only will you remain in health, because you need to be healthy to be on assignment. This is your day. When you live for yourself, you struggle for your money, you struggle for your health, you struggle for everything. Struggle. But somebody's struggle is over now. Say amen like a believer. Say amen like a believer. What is my counsel to you today in summary? Don't just be a civil servant. Be a kingdom servant. Even if it is in a civil setting. What is my counsel for you? Don't just be a civil servant. Be a kingdom servant. Let your vocation become your ministry. Don't die working for yourself. Don't die working for government. Let his work become your primary assignment. Let working for God be your focus. And your office be your platform. Can I say that again? Working for God is the focus. My office is the platform. Working for God is the focus. My workshop is the platform. Working for God is my focus. My classroom, my school is the platform. Working for God is the main thing. God just put me here so I can demonstrate him, his principles and also work for him. Are we together here today? That is, where you are working, you are demonstrating godly character. You are demonstrating scriptural principles. You don't come late like others come late. You don't eat money like they are eating money. You are representing God in that manner, as well as changing lives. And before this month is over, you will see the result. Somebody in this church put seed of destiny every month in the desk of every war college student. Those are brigadier general in view to become. Right? They put seed of destiny, our monthly devotional. They put them there. Until one group captain had to come to the church because 1 month he didn't see it. And he came wondering why. And he had never been to this church before. Somebody there fulfilling ministry. Hallelujah. 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 Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I am not working for self. I am working for God. I am not working for self. I am working for God. Finally, what does it mean to be a witness? I said in conclusion now, I say finally. No, pastors, we have many final. Now, what does it mean to be a witness? Somebody say, I am a witness. What does it mean to be a witness? Number one, to be a witness means to give testimony. Or rather, attesting to a fact or event. When God says, you shall be witnesses of me, it means declare for me the things you have seen and heard. So it is a very simple thing, is it not? What have you seen? What have you heard? It's not argument. It is a go into all the world and argue with as many people as you can. It didn't say go into all the world and teach as many doctrine as you can teach. It didn't say go into all the world and convert as many as you can. He said just bear witness. Let them know what you saw and what you heard. That a man who was denied admission into university can arrive in the same university and become a first-class candidate graduate and be employed. That a woman paralyzed with stroke, God could so heal her that the chicken witch, in other words, the witching that was being used as an agent became paralyzed and died, and the woman is healed. That God could so work until somebody in our first service, I believe, they said that they had fibroid or something and she can never be pregnant. God both removed the fibroid and gave her pregnancy. Just tell what you have seen and heard. God is wonderful. I don't know, but there is something I heard today. There is something I saw today. I just wanted to let you see it and see the reality of God. You do the witnessing and let the Holy Ghost do the convincing. You do what you only do your part and let him do his part. It's not your duty to convert. It's not even your duty to convince. Let him do the convincing while you do the witnessing. And you can witness even if you don't know how to preach. Is it not easy to tell a story? What I saw, what I heard. Hallelujah. Is God making something simple for somebody here this afternoon? Acts chapter 40 verse 20, he said, we cannot but say what we have seen and heard. 1 John chapter 1 verse 3, what we have seen, what we have heard, what we have handled, this we declare unto you. Witnessing, let the Holy Spirit do the convincing. Number two, a witness is one who gives evidence and testifies before a judicial tribunal. Just give the evidence. When you open the book, The Seed of Destiny, there are many evidences inside. Just give people the evidence. And finally, a witness is a person who has a personal experience, a personal knowledge of an issue. Personal knowledge of something. Can I ask you a question here this morning? Is there somebody in this church? Since you have been coming here, you have a personal experience with God, and your life is not the same. Let me see your hand. It might be spiritual, it might be physical, it might be financial, it might be marital, it might be anything, but you have a personal experience. Wave your hands. Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord a big shout of praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? Testimony is superior to argument. The person with an experience is never at the mercy of the person with an argument. Now, somebody says there is no more healing. The days of healing are past. And there is somebody who just got healed. Does it make any sense to you? The best message is a testimony. I've led so many of my classmates and so many of people who knew me in time past. All I tell them is, this is my story. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all that day long. And this is my story. This is my song. When I went to the A-levels, I was a bad boy. I was in the Care Guys Club, Pan Wine Drinkers Club. I did everything. I was gyrating with them. And we're turning Christian song upside down. And I told myself, I don't need to be in this group. And in the night, I had an encounter with Jehovah. 20 years ago, this May, that was my rededication to Christ after my first episode with God, and everything changed around me. I was meant to fail my exam. I couldn't fail. And some of the people who were in the Care Guys Club said, we give him 6 months, 6 weeks. Maybe he saw a girl in the church and he wants to go and catch her. But that 6 weeks is over 20 years now. It has never come, will never come. I will just share the story with my friends. I said, you knew who I used to be? I was the secretary of the social club in school. We organized parties outside the compound. You know, I were meant to be boarding student. But you know who I used to be, and you know who I am now. And I said, would you like to have the same experience? They said, yes. Can we pray? When I see those that used to know me, I don't say, open your Bible. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You can't. No, I don't follow that approach. Just see my story. Am I speaking to somebody here? The best message is a testimony. In a meeting, They were debating on abortion. Two camps. There is people they call pro-life, others they call pro-choice. Pro-life means life first. That is, protect life at all costs. Pro-choice, it is a choice of the mother whether he wants a child or not. Hello? And the people were contesting. And they say, there are some conditions that abortion is necessary. Even if you don't want to do abortion at all. Supposing that the doctor says that the child that is coming is malformed and he has no ear and no eye. Won't you kill abort the child? There's some condition. Supposing somebody raped a girl and she got pregnant and the rapist has disappeared. And the child is a bastard. Won't you abort? Everybody gave every argument. And then one lady stood up and said, I stand to say there is no condition under heaven under which a person should abort. And she said, I was brutally raped by a rapist who disappeared. And the rapist left. I had pain. I had hurt. I had injury. I had everything. And on top of that, I realized I was pregnant from rape. And I decided I didn't put this life, neither the rapist, so I can't take the life. I kept the pregnancy, and I delivered a wonderful boy. And she said, right now, the boy is the joy of my life. She said, I don't know what I would have done without that boy. He said, that boy is growing up so well, and I love him, and I want him, and I could not have forgiven myself if I had killed that boy in the womb. I stand here to say, no condition. Everybody kept quiet. Debate over. Because the person with an experience is superior to the person with an argument. Some basketballers, professional sportsmen in America gathered, and they were talking about how sportsmen, professional, this kind of one for them kind of people, those professional kind of people, how they womanize from woman to woman, from woman. They were talking about it. I mean, I'm talking about professionals, those kind of stars. I'm not saying the person whose name I mentioned has such a character. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. But those kind of stars. And they were saying it is not easy. Everybody, yes, like you, they run to you. You don't even look for them. They look for you. It is not possible. They were talking about maintaining purity. And one of them stood up. Coincidentally, I think he won the award of the most valuable player, MVP of the season. And he stood up and he said, I stand to let all of you here know today that since I was born till now, I have never known a woman. So it is possible to be a star and be pure. Argument ended. Stand on your feet, people. Evidence is the end of what? I've never known anybody. Everybody stand on your feet. Argument, everything closed. Brothers and sisters, let people be a witness. Let your personal experience and the experience of others that you know, let it change the lives of people. Let us stand on our feet, people of God. Can you come down now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am trusting the Lord that in the next 5-10 minutes we should be through. By next week, we'll try our best to make sure we keep to the timing, because we're anticipating the touch service also, like I said. But I'd like you to determine to be a witness. Somebody, how many of you will be a witness? You know, recently the Lord told me, he said, what is happening here? When we come here on Tuesday, blind man see, deaf man hear. Somebody with crutches walk. Is the city aware of it at all? No. Majority of people in this town don't know of this church. That's the truth. Those who know are those who are in other churches. And majority of the people who know about the church don't really know what happens inside. They don't know the path. And the Lord said, why do you remain here? Move out. So we got projectors. and we began to show the messages. My wife said, they showed power over witches and wizards at the Maraba Sharp Corner. Over 400 people gathered, and they stood and they are watching. Walk to, in the message, they'll say something like, walk to seven people and say, the devil is a liar. And strangers will climb down from their motorcycle and be shaking hands with people they never knew. Sadists by the roadside. They couldn't believe the incredibility of what was happening at that place. What? It was too strange for them. And this week we went out to Mabushi. How many of you are from Mabushi today? Can I see your hand? Mabushi, those who came in from Mabushi in the bus. Those who came in from our outreach at Mabushi, anybody? It's possible they came in the first service, I haven't seen. Oh, not Mabushi, oh sorry. Jabi Park. Yeah, I said the wrong thing. I can't get the right answer if I said the wrong thing. Jabi, God bless you. What about Lugbe? Anybody from Lugbe here? From Lugbe Outreach? The let me see your hand. Lift it up. God bless you. They are scattered here and there. And so we went out. And what we saw was incredible. And we realized that we hadn't taken the witness out enough.